Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call here at Harvard Risk Management Corporation this morning, March 19th, 2018. And listen, I want to welcome all of our agents who are calling in from North America. I expect to have record attendance on this call this morning because we have got some huge announcements that we don't just want to make the announcements, but we really want to dissect these and get into them and talk about how what we just learned in Oklahoma City over this past weekend can be applied to our business. And we have got some recap testimonials to share with you this morning from many of our agents who were at the event. And again, we really want to get into to some huge announcements here toward the end of the call. So if you were in Oklahoma City, I think that you are exactly in the right place because obviously we learned a lot. There was a lot of information there. This morning is going to be about really kind of, again, dissecting that and going through it and how does that apply to you right now. If you were not in Oklahoma City, then you are absolutely in the right place this morning because, again, you're a little behind the eight ball, but that's okay. Our job this morning is to catch up and present this information in a way that you can take it out and apply it to your business starting today, starting this morning, as soon as you hang up from this call. Again, I think that you're going to feel some pretty powerful energy coming from those of us who were at the convention this past weekend, only because it was such an incredible event, an amazing event, and so all of us left on just a, you know, a motivational high, but also a with more commitment to double down right now and grow our business than we've ever had before. I know I've been doing this for almost 16 years full time. I'm more excited than I've ever been to really, again, double down and grow my personal business. And I know all of those who attended the event feel the exact same way here this morning. Again, we've got several of our agents lined up to share some nuggets. We've asked them just to share a few things that they learned, some things that they picked up, some nuggets that they gleaned from the event this past weekend. And we're going to go to them here in just a second. We're excited to hear from them. Let me just preface that by saying this, and I said this last week on this call as well. It is impossible to try to recap an event in a one-hour call. Even if we did a 10-hour call today, it would be impossible to duplicate the experience of being at an event like this past weekend. So I'll just tell you right up front, spoiler alert, we're not going to be able to do that. That is impossible to do. However, when you go to an event like this, one of the things that you do is you have the opportunity to learn from some of the best that are doing the exact same thing that you and I are doing. Folks that are taking Legal Shield and ID Shield and growing a massive sales organization, that are taking ID Shield and Legal Shield as products and taking those into companies and offering them as employee benefits. Folks who are having success across the Legal Shield spectrum. And so when you have an opportunity to listen to speaker after speaker after speaker, you're going to learn a lot. And one of the things that I think is common for all of those that came to our HRMC reception on Saturday night is that everyone in the room had kind of a writer's cramp. Their hands were tired from taking so many notes. And so the job that we've asked these folks to do this morning is not an easy one. We've asked them to go through pages and pages and pages of notes that they've taken from the event and share one or two bullet points, one or two things that they're taking to apply to their business as they get back into action this morning. And that's not an easy thing for them to do, but we appreciate their efforts. We appreciate them doing that. And I want to, before we go to the state of Kentucky for our first speaker, I just want to promote, I want everyone to listen to this because this is again, huge. We are carrying the momentum from the Oklahoma City Convention into our training webinar series, our webinar training series tomorrow. And this first speaker, Mr. Adam Thompson, is our guest speaker on our webinar tomorrow. And I know that many of you have registered for that already. You've gone to the events page in your back office, and you've registered for that training. But it is a powerful, powerful training. Mr. Thompson is going to be talking about how he has gone out and opened up many self-pay groups. And so that's one thing that is really unique about the way that he has earned now over $150,000 annual income. He's a $150,000 ring earner. And he was recognized at this event for that accomplishment, for writing 2,000 memberships. He just hit 2,000 personal memberships himself, and he was recognized for hitting the platinum executive director level by writing 150 sales a month now for 2 months in a row, and he's on track to doing that his third month in April and to pick up a nice bonus for doing that as well. So I want you to listen to this because he's going to be our speaker tomorrow on our webinar. If you have not yet registered for that, I'm going to give you a link here in a second that you can go to register for that. If you've not yet registered for that webinar, go right now on your computer to www.hrmctraining.com. We've made a shortcut link for you, www.hrmc, like Harvard Risk Management Corporation, hrmctraining.com, and register for that webinar. It's free. Because you're a Harvard agent, it's free. You don't have to pay to get on that webinar. But we are excited to bring that information to you tomorrow at noon Central Time. And it's one that if you can be on there live, we're going to have it recorded. And it'll be on our site as soon as tomorrow afternoon, the recording of it. But if you can be on there live, it's an interactive experience. We're going to do Q&A at the end, and we would love to have you as part of that event. And Mr. Thompson, we were so proud of the recognition that you and your wife, Alicia, both received for the incredible work that you have done. I know that you feel like many of us and that you're just getting started now, and I know that you guys are excited getting back into the field, and I know you've got some meetings already scheduled for this morning, so we want to go to you first, and we're so excited to hear from you, and again, congratulations on the incredible recognition that you all received in Oklahoma City.
Mr. Richards, both of you, thank you so much. You're going to notice that I'm hoarse, and I never get this way. Thank God that I'm healthy and I rarely ever get sick, but I'm hoarse because I screamed off and on the entire 3 or 4 days that we were there. And this is no joke. I haven't been able to talk until this morning. Out of nowhere, we woke up yesterday before we got on the plane. I couldn't talk just from screaming because of the excitement that was at this event. I'm going to go through this fast because the number one thing that I heard a trainer named Benjamin Notini say, a guy that's put over 1,000 new Legal Shield associates on his team in a month, one of the first things he said when you're talking to new people is be in a hurry. So you're getting that out of me right now. Next thing he said is to compliment somebody. The next thing he said is make an invite. And here's how he said it, and I've already tried it and it's worked. I've already got people coming to this Super Saturday here in Kentucky, and make sure, absolutely make sure that everyone knows to get on LegalShieldCalendar.com and find the Super Saturday that's going to be in your town, probably this Saturday or soon, and it's going to recap everything that we just went through. The next best thing, I guess, right? We've got this call, we've got the event itself, and if you can't make one or the other, get to the Super Saturday. He said, if I would you. If I would show you something that might help get some more time at home with your kids, if I could show you something that could put an extra $500 in your pocket this week or this month or this year, if I could show you something that would give you a little more time freedom, would you look at it? See, where I failed in the past, Mr. Richards, is I would say, hey, my wife's a recruiter, blah, 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 take my business card. And she corrected me. My wife's a genius. She said, honey, take it one step further. Ask for the sale, right? She taught me to get their information, put it in our phone, and actually do the follow-up. We all know the fortune's in the follow-up. So I started using the if I would you the moment that I learned it, which was this past Thursday at the breakout session. The last thing is he said, don't answer all the questions. Obviously, everyone wants to know everything. We're in an age where you can Google everything immediately. You can find out anything you want within seconds, but not here. We want someone to come to that event. We want someone to get on that call. We want someone to watch our video or watch our webinar. You don't have to answer everything up front. And lastly, the thing that I guess I failed at the first 2 or 3 years, I want to make sure you guys hear from me. We don't want just anyone. We want everyone, but we don't want just anyone. We're not begging We are absolutely not begging. We want everyone to see it. But if we're going to be running a Fortune 500 company, and I'm here to tell you, they told us at convention, we are now valued at $1 billion with the new buyout. If we're running a Fortune 500 company, we're not just going to hire anyone to run with us. We're going to hire the best. Think like a professional, hire professionals, and keep on being professional on a daily basis. And I'll turn it back to you. Thank you.
Fantastic information, Mr. Thompson. That's a great recap of some of the great bullet points from this weekend. And congratulations again to you and your wife, Alicia. We're so proud to have you as part of our organization and very much looking forward to that webinar. I'm glad that we talked about that early in the call because we've got a lot of people already going to hrmctraining.com and registering that. I'm seeing these registrations come through right now, and we're excited for that webinar tomorrow at noon Central Time. Let's go to the state of Pennsylvania. We've got Chris and Bethany Corley, who drove all the way from Pennsylvania. We're proud of their efforts with their family to be at that event. And I said last week that whatever sacrifice was going to be made to attend the event was going to be worth it. I didn't have anyone disagree with me after everything that folks did to get to Oklahoma City this past weekend. Nobody disagreed with that. And I asked a lot of people, was it worth it? Was it worth it? Yes, yes, yes. And Chris and Bethany, I know you certainly feel that way as well. We'd love to hear your recap of some bullet points that you picked up in Oklahoma.
Thanks so much, Mike. So this was my first conference. And, you know, quite honestly, we knew that we had to go, but we really were not looking forward to the 20-hour car ride with three kids in the back. But, you know, I'm so glad that we actually did it. I found that the theme behind most of the successes of the most successful in this business are to motivate yourself and others and visualize where you want to be. Negativity and unwillingness are where your motivation dies. And quite honestly, that's where I've lived most of my life. And I now know my why, and I have to allow that to be the force that drives me forward in our business. You know, we always have to, they were really sharing, start your day with personal development. Read something. Meditate on the 24 hours ahead of you. Write down 5 goals every morning that you want to accomplish for that day, and don't stop working until you've finished them. Compose a breakthrough goal, which was something that I've known that you should do, period, but it was nice to have that reinforced. Compose a breakthrough goal to achieve in the future, something that you know you want, something that you see yourself accomplishing, and give yourself a date to achieve that. And celebrate yourself when that actually happens. Something that Jack Canfield shared is, you know, people who write down their goals earn 9 times as much over their lifetime as people that don't. And I get so cocky with, oh, you know, this is my goal for the day, but I never write it down. If you actually write it down, it holds you accountable, and it makes you see that visual representation of what you put down on paper. Write it down. Hold yourself accountable for what you want to do with your life and take control of it. You know, I've always been afraid of failing, and they also reminded us this weekend that failure is only an event. Failure is not who you are. Whenever you're faced with that rejection, keep stepping. Move forward. Don't let that stop you. You know, we had 3 members of our team in attendance, Dana, Dave, and Barry, and I just have to say we're on fire and ready to achieve our individual and our team goals. We're excited to continue to grow our team. You know, HRMC family, motivate and visualize. Thanks for letting me share. Send it back.
Fantastic, Bethany. Thank you very much for sharing. Congratulations to you guys again for making that special effort to get down there, and I know it was a worthwhile experience for you, and it was great visiting with you guys at the event as well. Let's go to the state of Tennessee. We've got our National Marketing Director, Mr. Chris Evans, standing by. Mr. Evans, it was great seeing you in Oklahoma, as it always is, and very excited. I know that you are as well coming out of that event. Would love to hear your feedback from attending the Oklahoma Convention.
Absolutely. Wow, what an event. You know, it was, I've been sitting here this morning kind of going through my notes. I couldn't really come to one thing that I wanted to say, but, you know, just being at the event itself, one of the things that I took away was Mr. James Russo had spoken, and he was talking kind of about the trends of the way things used to be and they are now, and he talked about how someone used to go and have to get a record contract. They would go into a studio. They would have to cut a demo. They would have to get that demo out to thousands of people. They'd have to make calls and do all these different things. And, you know, they had a producer that would work with them and kind of talked about how it was significant to have that individual who had the expertise that knew how to do all these things. And he said, now we are in a society where you can get out of the shower, sing a song on your phone, post it on YouTube, and you just might have a shot. And he talked about how we get that mentality, and so a lot of times we fail to go through those rites of passage and rely on those people that have that expertise. And there were things that I took away from that event that I could not have gotten anywhere else. And it wasn't just the classroom or the sitting in the conference listening to those speakers, because those things, quite honestly, will be recorded and you might get a lot of those things. But, you know, just some of the nuggets that I took away, you know, from sitting from people down in the hotel lobby and getting those little nuggets of things that they're doing and setting goals and making those plans. You know, I got to meet Jack Canfield, one of my personal heroes. For the past 10 years, I've had his Success Principles book in my nightstand, and I rely on it a lot. And you know, to go to that ED banquet that night, and he was standing right there, and to go up and just talk with him and have a conversation and shake his hand and thank him and just some of the things that he talked about. You know, one of my favorite things that he talked about was E plus R equals O, which is events plus response equals the outcome. And he said that instead of changing the response to events, people will sometimes blame that event. And he talked about giving up all blaming. And it was just an amazing event. It got me fired up more for the Nashville. I knew I was going to be in Nashville because it's in my backyard, but I didn't realize I was going to be as excited for that Nashville event as I am coming out of here. So I would encourage everybody, make that commitment now. It will sell out. But we're excited to have everybody come to Middle Tennessee. So looking forward to that, and I'll turn it back to you.
Fantastic, Mr. Evans. We're excited to get there to Tennessee as well. And that Nashville event, we're going to be talking about that this morning, folks, but we've got an incredible opportunity to be in Nashville later this year at this event, and I'm telling you, I sat there this weekend thinking, can it get any better than this? And it can. I'm telling you, Nashville, it's going to be just amazing. I'm so excited for that event. Let's go to the state of Colorado. We've got standing by Evan Westensko, who is recognized for receiving a $10,000 executive director bonus at the event. We're so proud of him for his efforts in doing that. And Evan, congratulations to you. I know that this was not your first event, but we'd love to hear your feedback of what made this event special for you.
Thanks, Mike. Good morning, HRMC family. I'm delighted to be here with you today. It wasn't my first event, but it was the most meaningful event that I've ever been to. I was so glad that I was there. And every minute of that event was inspirational. I came out completely committed to new goals that I've written down. Today I'm going to spend some time documenting exactly how I'm going to get there. One of the things that I thought was one of my favorite parts of the event was at the closing ceremony on Saturday night. Brian Carruthers did a fabulous job of talking about where he sat early on in his career up in the high seats, and how you get from there to the floor where you're one of the recognized people with a lot of accomplishments, and it's one step at a time. But my favorite thing about that was he asked us, there's 10,000 people in this arena, and the lights are down, and he asked us to open our phones. And I looked around, I thought, everybody has one. That's kind of cool. And then he said, find a photo that will exemplify your why. And he had us do that. And while we were doing that, he was playing the music to a song that he had chosen about a step at a time. And then he had us hold up our phones with that photo on it. And I looked around at the lights coming from 10,000 people holding their phones up. and it was absolutely inspiring to me. The closest thing I've ever experienced to that was a Christmas Eve service where everybody lit a candle honoring the birth of our Lord and Savior and held that candle up. And you look around and see that many people with a common heart, thought, mind, cause, and you can't help but be impacted. It was my favorite part of the convention, and thanks for letting me share that.
Wow. Evan, thank you so much for sharing that. It's beautiful and powerful, powerful moment, and you recap that exceptionally well. Thank you very, very much for sharing that. And congratulations again to you. I know that that's the $10,000 bonus is great. It's the first of many things coming for you in the future as well. Let's go to the state of North Carolina. We've got Shannon Williams standing by. And, Shannon, we'd love to hear your feedback. Congratulations on getting to the event in Oklahoma this weekend. Love to hear some bullet points that you picked up as well.
Thank you very much. This is my very first convention. And I actually have to be real honest with everyone. It's confession time, okay? And just to let everybody know, I was raised Catholic, so you know we Catholics we're into confession. So I'll go ahead and confess. I didn't want to go to convention. I just didn't, you know. In fact, my girlfriend will even tell you that, you know, I was even on the verge. I even said, "Hey, look, you know." You know, I could always just cancel my flight and this and that and, you know, not go. And she said, well, you spent the money already, and why don't you just go and, you know, see what you get. And so I decided to go. And in spite of, you know, the excuses that I was making to myself and saying I don't want to go because – I don't like crowds or, you know, I don't know anybody there, you know, it being my first convention. But, you know, let's say that I gave in to the desire not to go, I would not have learned that there are more ways to recruit than the ways that I have been recruiting. You know, that I can go out into the community and shoulder tap and talk to people, talk to strangers, and, you know, just go out and spread the word as opposed to the ways that I have been doing it. I wouldn't have been able to learn from someone who is 21 years old who in 7 months' time became platinum executive director. He came into the business in August and now platinum executive director. You know, I wouldn't have been able to experience Jack Hanfield, his lecture, and experience that attitude and thought have an effect on our body. And that effect, you know, having, you know, strength, having a strong mindset, confidence can affect our business. Whether our confidence is strong or weak has effect on our body, has effect on our lives, our businesses, etc. So mind and attitude are everything. But, you know, the biggest thing that I took away from that is if I wouldn't have gone to convention, I wouldn't have understood what Jim, Mike, and Mark talk about. You don't go to convention, you don't give yourself a chance to make big decisions, because big decisions are made at convention. And I have made a decision. I'm to be executive director by the summertime. So that is my big decision based on everything that I learned from convention. And I'm glad I gave myself the chance. And thank you, Mike, for allowing me to speak today. and thank everybody.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Shannon. And listen, I appreciate your confession. I don't know your girlfriend, but she sounds like a keeper. I'd keep her around because she got you out the door to the event. So,
yes.
And I'm not a priest, but you're forgiven for not wanting to go. Because at the end of the day, it's not always your desires that you get rewarded for, but it's the action that you take. And you were there, and that's the main thing. So congratulations to you. And let's go to the state of Tennessee where we've got Mr. Josh Riches. Josh, it was great seeing you at the event as well. Josh is one of our executive directors and also had 11 people from his team that joined him in Oklahoma. And I was so impressed, Josh, to see that after really just building a team for a few months to be able to have that kind of a result was very impressive. And I know that they were all excited to be there and left much more empowered than when they arrived in Oklahoma City. We'd love to get your feedback and thoughts from attending the convention.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the call. I agree 100% with Chris Evans. I was flipping through my notes as well, and I was like, there's just so many good nuggets, good things to just pick out one. but there was just a couple things that really, really stuck out to me that I thought were the cream of the crop. And one thing I walked away from Jack Canfield, and these two come from his talk him speaking on stage, but he talked about deciding what you wanted, and he talked about having a big, hairy, audacious goal. And he quoted Richard Branson and saying, if your dreams don't scare you, it's too small. And that's one thing I kind of walked away from. I remember sitting at the first convention just by myself. Obviously, this convention, I had a few of my team members there. But it was being able to have an even bigger goal. And I think that really opened it up for me that why don't we dream a little bit bigger? And that quote, if your dreams don't scare you, is too small. And I think sometimes I myself operate within the realm where I'll set a goal that I'm comfortable with. But why not set a goal that, you know, can sometimes scare me? And so that kind of pushed me out of my comfort zone, and I'm excited to, you know, set some new goals, reevaluate kind of where I'm heading. But there was also another thing he said. He said, I'm not sure if he said this, but it was said that if you want daily deposits from your team, you need to deposit daily into your life. And I love that quote. And one thing that Jack did offer to everyone that was in attendance was a Success Principles 10-Day Transformation. It's a free online course. And for all of our agents, it's also available if you text the word Jack, J-A-C-K, text the word Jack to 96000. Again, text the word Jack to 96000. You'll receive a text back with a link to a web form, and you can input your first name and your email address. And each day, over 10 days, he'll send you an email it's really a transformation. It's a free Success Principles transformation. It asks you to do certain things each day. It'll have a video for the first lesson. You watch that. It'll have a little homework. And so over 10 days, you're able to transform it. And so I just want to jump back to the quote, if you want daily deposits from your team, you need to deposit daily into your life. And this is one of those great resources that we have now available. It's a free online course that is also available to agents. But it was an incredible convention, and hopefully that's a couple of nuggets other people can take into their life as well.
That's powerful, Josh. Thank you very, very, very much for sharing. And again, I would highly recommend that everyone do that right now. Take your phone out and text the word Jack to 96000 so that you can be on that program for the next 10 days. It's free. Why not take advantage of that? And I love what you shared, Josh, about the BHAGs, the big, hairy, audacious goals. You know, listen, we all have little puny goals that could be transformed, and it's time to do that. And again, this is I'm not trying to give you teasers here, but we've got the big announcements coming at the end of our call today, and you don't want to miss this, guys. I'll just give you a little hint. Legal Shield, in 45 and a half years of doing business, has never paid out a $1 million bonus, a seven-figure bonus. And I've paid out seven-figure incomes to people, but they've never paid out a bonus of seven figures yet. We're going to get to that. Let's go to the state of Ohio, though. We've got Miss Linda Pitt standing by. Linda, I know you're excited. I'm excited. We're all excited. We'd love for you to take a couple minutes and share a couple tips, a couple nuggets that you gleaned from the event. It was always great seeing you, and especially a Notre Dame alum on St. Patrick's Day. Now, that's pretty exciting, you know, really, guys. But love to hear your feedback from the event, Linda.
Hey, thanks, Mike. It was awesome. It did change my life. So I'm excited about that. And I was able to bring one of my associates with me, Amy, and I'm pretty darn sure it changed her life too. So that was the good thing. Everybody's talking about, you know, setting the bigger goals or, you know, the Jack Canfield. But I attended a session and we talked about our belief system. And I really believe it starts with that, with us, you know, that the bigger our belief, the bigger, you know, our sales, bigger our team. I think that was important. Also, one of the nuggets was you cannot see things with your own eyes when your vision lacks imagination. And so that was from, Kyle Walker, the 21-year-old newest platinum. And he was talking about how, I think it was him, he was talking about how he was at a desk job or something, wherever he was, and then he couldn't visualize himself, but he had to change his visualizations to get where he was. And of course, you know, the rest of the story is he went platinum within 5 months. So also, the story was the difference between nowhere and now here is a small space. I thought that was amazing. So nowhere and now here is just a small space. And so I think we also need to focus on that too. Another thing that I got out of this was from Steve Melia, start each day the right way, state your personal affirmation, set your goals. And so I know that Adam has this, I have this. So we have these little affirmations, sticky notes all over our homes. You know, we have it in our car, we have it on our mirror, you know, we have it all over the place. So read those and then also vocalize it. You have to say them out loud. It makes a bigger impact on you. Steve was talking about the hour of power and to grow inside out. So number one, every morning, take an hour, write down 10 to 15 goals. He doesn't care if they're the same goal every day. Write down three or more wins. I think that's important. We have to also, you know, tell ourselves, hey, we won, you know, no matter how small it is, the win is. You have to write down three wins. Write down five or more things that you are grateful for, you know, putting it out into the universe and thanking God that then you get more, you know. So you're blessed, and if you thank, you get more blessings. Speak your affirmations proudly, and then read 10 pages of a book, a motivational book, and then listen to 15 minutes of positive positive story. So I thought that was also cool. And then I think the final thing that I thought was really good, I mean, I have many more, but just the caliber of people that were winning their 50,000 rings and they were up there speaking and just, you know, the tears. I mean, I cried several times throughout the weekend just listening to these people's stories where they came from nowhere. The 22-year-old Camellia Pope, you know, working at a store and being mistreated, can't go any farther because she didn't have a high school education, you know, and she had a baby at the age of 16 and she just got fed up. And so somebody introduced her to Legal Shield, and within 7 months, you know, she's getting her $50,000 ring. And I guess what that tells me is this, is no excuses, you know, that sometimes we settle for excuses from ourselves and from other people when we're introducing the business because, oh, I don't have any money. And I look at Camellia Pope and I'm like, sorry, not an excuse. And then I think Jack Canfield did two things to reprogram us. And he did the next, when they say no, we say next. And he had us do that 10 times so that you can get it into your brain. And then the final thing that he said, if I can find it, was where he said, actually it was like the Gregorian chant. And, of course, now I cannot find it in my notes. But He spoke about, he said, "Oh, what the heck, you know, go for it anyway." And I love that. So it's like when anything happens and we got fear stopping us, we just all have to sing it. "Oh, what the heck, go for it anyway." So there you go. Thanks, and I'm on fire. And
fantastic.
I'm just getting started.
Congratulations, Linda. Thank you very, very much for sharing this beautiful recap. And again, great seeing you in Oklahoma. Look forward to visiting with you again in Nashville coming up here in just a few months. Let's go to the state of Florida. We've got Mr. James Paris standing by as well. James, I would love to hear your thoughts coming out of Oklahoma City.
Great. Thank you, everybody. I'm glad to be on the call. I'm gonna keep it short. I've got pages and pages of notes that I could share, and I do want to pull out a couple. But the biggest takeaway that I took away from it is the fact that we can help change lives of people, and that is certainly evident when Adam went up on stage, that he took a second and gave a shout out to Kurt, who was his sponsor. And it's funny because I talked to a lot of successful people there at the convention, not just in HMRC, but just in general. And I asked them, I said, "Is your sponsor still in the business?" And they laugh and they say, "No, it's not." But they found a mentor, you know, further up in their upline that was willing to work with them and help them. And that's like the equivalent of, of finding a lottery ticket and then looking it up and realize that you had won the lottery, except for it expired 6 months ago. So what I just wanted to say is just don't quit, no matter how long it takes you to do the business. Just stay in it. It might take you a little bit more. You might need a little bit more personal development, but that's something that Harvard offers. It's something that Legal Shield offers, and you can find it. But just don't quit. Just keep at it, and whatever you have to do to get to Nashville, do it and be there. All right. Thanks for letting me.
I love it, James. That is a great recap. Congratulations to you, and I look forward to seeing you in Nashville as well. Let's go to the state of Kansas. We've got Mr. Barry Park standing by. Barry, would love to hear your nuggets that you gleaned coming out of the Oklahoma City Convention.
Well, thank you very much, Mike, and good morning, Harvard family. So like so many other people have said, there were so many nuggets that I took away from it. It's just an amazing place to be at, and it's amazing to be around everybody. One of the things I like most about convention, however, are the breakouts, because it gives me a chance to learn more and to enhance my knowledge on things that maybe I just didn't know before. So one of the breakouts I liked the best was actually about working with insurance agents, and this was done by Thomas Owens and Marty Gilano. And some of the things they talked about were the first thing you want to do is get to know these agents, get to know them personally, and get to know their business. The next thing is you really want to focus on, you need to determine the difference between if they're just an insurance agent, meaning like maybe property casualty where they work on one client at a time, or if they're more of a benefits broker, similar to us, where they're working with groups. And then when you do gain their trust and when you do discover more about their business and you work together with them, you need to take extra care because these clients are their clients and they're trusting their clients with you. So you need to be careful to treat them with respect and make sure that you're not tarnishing that relationship. Furthermore, you want to sell how they sell. You want to try to mimic their strategy. You want to be careful not to oversell or not to push. And most importantly, as always, to build a relationship as well. And one of the final things we kind of talked about were when we work with insurance agents, they come in typically at a senior director level. And so if you're not a senior director yourself, that may cause some confusion for you as far as compensation. But again, the most important thing there is you need to think about that insurance agent, think about how to increase their cash flow, how to help them to be more successful. And then as a result, you'll also become more successful. So don't make it about yourself. Make it about them. And the interesting thing about all these tactics that I learned are it's not very different than how we treat any new members on our team. Just focus on them, focus on helping to get them where they need to be, and then everything else will kind of come to pass. And then just the last thing that I'll touch on real quick, is more generally, is Jack Canfield was an amazing speaker, and one of the things that he really focused on was visualization. What you visualize will come to be. You'll come to achieve it. So if you can visualize yourself walking across stage, if you can visualize yourself receiving your $50,000, $100,000 ring, visualize yourself as not just an executive director, but a platinum executive director. and then put in the work, there's nothing that will stop you from achieving it. But thank you so much for your time.
Fantastic, Barry. Great, great, great recap. Thank you very much for sharing. And let's go to the state of Arizona. We've got Ms. Tracy Wright-Owen. Tracy, it was great to meet you at the event. And I know we appreciate you getting on here this morning to share. We've kept you toward the end here, and it's kind of tough to do that because you've had a lot of other people that have probably shared some nuggets that you were thinking about sharing. But the great thing is there were a lot of nuggets to be shared, so we'd love to hear any thoughts that you have coming out of your first event. Tracy's relatively new in the business, and we'd love to hear your thoughts coming out of your first event.
Well, thank you for having me on. This is it was quite shocking this morning when I was asked to be on it, to tell you the truth. This event was way bigger than I thought it was going to be. I really kind of went in like the other guy going, oh, yeah, another, you know, big convention, yeah, yeah. But I went in early, and I started off with the Melissa Wilder 9-hour training, which was, I have never sat through a 9-hour training ever and been so inspired. And from then on, up until the last day, I have to say I was just amazed with all the information I gained, learning to know my product better, because like you said, I'm new, so I really don't know a lot of things. And poor Mike, I text him about 100 things all the time. But I have to say the speakers at every breakout I went to were just empowering. They really brought you to the surface, made you feel like you were one-on-one with them. Same with the big arenas. Of course, Darnell couldn't be any more fun to listen to in every event that he spoke at. And I went to some of his private ones. But Jack Cranfield, I have to say, was probably my favorite, as inspiring, empowering in every which way. And yes, a lot of people already said things about him, so you all have a lot of those nuggets. I do not know, I apologize, the lady that spoke towards the end on the last day that her husband had been killed and she did not want to do this business, and she was phenomenal in the way that she just kind of brought it all home for me. So I'm super empowered. My goals are huge. I met amazing people that said, I don't care who, you're with Harvard Risk Management, I don't know who it is, I don't care, but I will train you and I will teach you. And this lady has kept with me constantly the last couple days, all through the night last night, saying, you have the biggest ass goals I've seen for somebody walking in the business, and you only have, what, 16 or something applications in. I want to be with you and help you, and I'll come down from Nevada and train you. And she was just an amazing somebody I sat to in the arena the day before yesterday, and she just, you know how you just connect with somebody. Anyway, I know there are great people on Harvard and that I met at the party and so forth that have said the same thing. Anyway, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I came home and told my mother, I'm shocked I stayed for 6 days. I'm totally shocked because every day I'd say, oh, I'll come home tomorrow. Well, I didn't because it was amazing. That's all I can say.
I love it. Well, I'm glad that you stayed for the entire event. It was great to meet you in person. And Tracy, congratulations again on your success hitting the manager level. And I know that you've got some big, big goals moving forward as well. Let's go for our final testimonial here to the state of South Carolina. We've got Mr. Scott Brooks standing by. Of course, Mr. Brooks is a $250,000 ring earner with Legal Shield and with Harvard Risk Management. And Mr. Brooks, I would love to hear your thoughts. This obviously not your first event, but you've been to many now, and would love to hear what made this Oklahoma City Convention special for you.
Well, thanks, Mr. Riches, and welcome everybody. Very excited today, Monday morning. Couldn't wait to get home yesterday and start putting my new plan of attack. You know, I went into convention with a plan for the year, and I came out of convention realizing I need to create a new plan. And let me expound on that just a little bit. You know, outside of the obvious, all of the wonderful comments of the speakers we've already heard today, all of the incredible things we've heard that took place at this year's convention. I would have to say, and I, you know, if any of you know me well enough, I'm not just going to say something because it's the popular thing to say. But it's just clear that this was probably the best convention that I have ever been at in my just over 6 years with the company. You know, it was well organized. It was well executed. It was professional. And, you know, when you bring in power hitters like industry giants, like Jack Canfield as our keynote speaker, you know, I don't know how it can really get any better than this, except for maybe when we start looking in just 3 months, we've got another massive leadership convention in Nashville with another incredible power hitter in the industry, and it's just going to continue to get better. But I have two real quick takeaways I'd like to share with all of you today. And you know, the amazing thing about any convention or any personal development event is that you really don't know what you need going into it. You're really not sure what it is that you need to adjust or that you need to change inside of yourself to maximize your own potential. But I have learned if you go into a meeting like this with an open mind and a willing heart to learn and to grow, then amazing things can and will take place in areas of your life and of your business that maybe you weren't even expecting. And so my biggest takeaway is simply this, that I am capable of doing more. And I don't know if that's your takeaway, those of you that went, or even if you did not go. There's no condemnation if you couldn't make it or there was something significant that came up that kept you from attending probably, you know, the biggest, most significant event of our industry, you know, career type development thing. But listen to me, folks, whether you were there or whether you couldn't be there, I've come to realize that I am capable of doing more. And if I've come to that conclusion, then I'm going to take just a hunch guess that we are all capable of doing more. Now, I didn't go to convention thinking this. I didn't get on the airplane in Charlotte thinking that, you know, I really need to do more. But as the sessions unfolded and as the speakers delivered their studied topics, I could not help but to come to the startling conclusion that I'm not living to my full potential, and that I simply put, I can do more. I can sell more. I can recruit more. I can build my team more. I can help more people to achieve their dreams with the incredible tools and the resources and the training that we have been given. And I was reading this morning, got right into my, you know, personal development time this morning, and I was reading this morning a book that I'm reading right now by Brendan Burchard. It's called The Motivation Manifesto by Brendan Burchard, The Motivation Manifesto. And this is what he says. He says, none of us wants to be the cause of our own failure in life, yet most of us, we are the cause of our own failure in life. It's our own inept thinking, our own bad habits that rip the vibrancy from our own lives, and we are the ultimate oppressors of our own destiny. He says, self-oppression is evident whenever we limit ourselves, when we stay at home instead of going out, when we do nothing instead of doing more, when we procrastinate on things we know we should be doing because we cannot overcome our own uncertainties. He says we fool ourselves into thinking that things must be perfect before we release our craft into the world, when the clear reality is we're just too undisciplined to get it done. And then he says, that is why we seek personal growth and development, to be free from the pain that we cause ourselves, to make better choices, to feel better about who we are becoming, to act more confidently in social situations, and to unleash our full creativity and our full potential into the world so that we can make our biggest difference. Ladies and gentlemen, we are capable of doing more. And I hope that you realize that from listening to all these great speakers today, that my number two takeaway, and I'll be brief, is this. We at Harvard Risk Management, we are positioned to excel. We are positioned to succeed, maybe even more than the masses. Let me explain. As I sat there in that great convention arena and the announcements were unfolded that you're going to hear about momentarily, about the new promotions and the new incentives and the new bonuses, the crowds were roaring and shouted in joy. But I have to be honest with you, it was sad to me to come to the reality that 99% of those people in that room, the ones that were shouting, they're not going to overcome their own limitations so that they can succeed and achieve those goals. But we at Harvard Risk Management, we, in my opinion, are the most well-equipped, the most well-trained, and the best positioned associates on the planet to take advantage of these incentives and the promotions to fulfill our highest potential. And so that being said, I'm going to let you into my personal thoughts and my world for 20 seconds more, and then I'm done. After the last session concluded on Saturday night, I went and sat with my wife as we had a late dinner together, and we talked about what we were feeling coming out of this convention. And I looked into my wife's eyes, and I told her, I have not felt like this. I have not felt this excited and this motivated to reach to higher levels than when I ran for my $250,000 ring 4 years ago. And so that being said, whether you were there or whether you were not, simply put, it is time for action because we are all capable of doing more. It's time to reach higher. It's time to do more. It's time to become more. And I hope all of you will join with me and the rest of us that are going to hit the ground running today and make the most important decision you may ever make in your life, and that is this, to stop making excuses for your failure. Stop thinking there is something else out there better than what we have right now, because there isn't. And then resolve that not only can you do this, but you will build this business. I know that many of you are sad you couldn't make it, but I hope that we've been able to give you a brief glimpse of what it is that we took away. And now we give that to you so that we can all run this race together. Thanks for letting me share, and I hope all of you will rise to the top of your own potential.
Mr. Brooks, that is fantastically well said, and could not agree more. I could not agree more with what you shared, and thank you for sharing your enthusiasm and again, your motivation. And I'm with you. I said this earlier in the call. Guys, I've been doing this a long time. I say a long time. 16 years is in my life. That's a long time. So you know, I think I've got a little bit of some perspective here. But I'm leaving out of this event. I'm waking up here on Monday morning more excited than I've ever been, more focused than I've ever been, more ready to not just make some goals, but to act on those goals and make things happen than I've ever been. And Scott, thank you again very much for sharing that. Again, folks, so we've got some big announcements that we want to share. And I know that we're 5 minutes till the hour. We're going to go a little bit over our normal time this morning to be able to share all of these announcements with you. Thank you for your patience, and I think that you'll see that they are that it will be absolutely worth your time. Just to recap again, we do have a special webinar coming up tomorrow, at noon Central Time featuring $150,000 ring earner Mr. Adam Thompson talking about how he has successfully gone out and opened up self-pay groups. And if you have not registered for that webinar, you can do so right now. There's been a lot of people. We've tripled our registration during the call this morning, but there are still some of you that are on the call. As I look through the call log and I look through the webinar log, some of you have not yet registered for that, and you need to do that right now at www.hrmctraining.com. We also have a B2B webinar coming up on Wednesday morning, so I wanted to mention that. Again, another way to kind of carry some of that momentum through, even if you are not, or even if you are already certified, you can jump on that B2B webinar tomorrow, or excuse me, Wednesday at, I want to say that one is at noon Central Time. On Wednesday it is at noon Central Time, and we'd love to have you on that two-hour webinar as well. Okay, let's get into some of these announcements that were made at the event, and we've got Mr. Jim Tanner, our Senior Vice President from Boston, Massachusetts. We've got our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, both standing by with, in my opinion, the most exciting things that we're going to talk about this morning. But let me just share a few things that were announced at the event that I do think are significant that you want to take advantage of. One is they announced a new Legal Shield at Work enrollment bonus, and that's for the platform Legal Shield at Work. We had Mr. Ross Brokoff talk about that back in January, did a full one-hour webinar on using that Legal Shield at Work platform, and the enrollment bonus is real simple. For every application that you enter through Legal Shield at Work, from now until the end of May, so we've got a couple months on this, they're just going to give you a $5 bonus. Now, you have to do at least 10 to get that, but it's an extra $5 on every app that you enter. So here's the message, folks. I would be real careful. Don't upload apps. Don't send them in UPS. Enter them through Legal Shield at Work. You'll get an extra $5 for taking the 30 to 45 seconds to enter that in. I think that's worthwhile. So just keep that in mind. We'll remind you on that moving forward. Another one is they announced for our Canadian agents, they announced the new ID Shield Canadian product. That was always a limited product in Canada. And they announced that is now going to be a much more robust product. You can get details on that and all of these other announcements on our Docs on Demand page. You can go on the Docs on Demand, recently added docs, and you'll find a lot of this information, more details on all of this. To me, one of the greatest short-term announcements that they made, now they made some incredible long-term announcements, but short-term announcements, is they said that the advance to manager promotion was extended. So remember, up until the convention, you could hit the manager level. Instead of writing 15 sales, you only had to write 10. And there were some shortcuts there on the team building side. Well, they extended that until the end of the month. And we've broken several new managers here in the first couple of weeks of March taking advantage of that promotion. There's also a drive to director promotion, where basically you can hit director with 85 counters instead of 100 counters, and there's a team building aspect of that as well. But take a look at the details on those in the recently added docs on our Docs on Demand page. But I'm telling you, there are some of you sitting right now where you are a stone's throw from director, and you could hit that before the end of the month by taking advantage of that drive to director, or a stone's throw from manager. You know, you're just fast start qualified, and now you're going to hit the manager level. Frankly, we've got folks that are brand new, have not written their first sale yet, and they're going to hit the manager level before the end of March by just going out and writing 10 sales. And so I would absolutely be remiss if we did not fully encourage you to take advantage of those promotions right now with the bonuses that are in place, a $360 bonus to do that before the end of March as well. And they changed the bonus structure moving forward, so you want to take advantage of that while it's still on the table. So do it right now. You're brand new, just signed up this morning and decided to get on the call? Great. You've got over 10 days, you've got almost 2 weeks left, you know, in the month of March to get this done. go out and get your 10 sales so that you can advance to manager and get those bonuses that they have put on the table for you. We're very, very excited for those announcements that are short-term. Take advantage of them right now. Another final one that I'll share with you, and then we're going to go to Mr. Jim Tanner up in Boston. But another final one that is significant is they announced effective April 1st that 995 ID theft plans will only count for a half a counter. And they're doing that to promote, you know, the right kind of activity of folks getting started. And so, you know, I think that that's fine. But what that really means is from here until March 31st, 995 are worth a full counter. So I would go write some 995 sales. If you're going to do it now. We don't write a ton of 995 sales, but again, that's something that you can take advantage of from here until the end of the month. They're still worth a full counter, meaning that you could literally go fast start qualify by writing six 995 plans right now. Do it, folks. Do it while you can. Take advantage of those incentives while they're on the table. Again, we are so privileged to have on the call this morning with us our Senior Vice President, who was recognized at this event for receiving, he and his wife, their $200,000 ring, meaning that they've earned over $200,000, between $200,000 and $300,000 in income in the last 12 months of working their Legal Shield business. A platinum executive director now 7 months in a row, and only 5 months away from joining that prestigious Platinum World Council. Mr. Tanner, we are very, very excited for you, and we honor you, and we thank you for your leadership. And we'd love to hear your thoughts coming out of the event. And then, folks, I want you to pay special attention, because Mr. Tanner has probably the most significant announcement of what we can do right now to make sure that we don't miss an event like this in the future, and specifically the next big event that is coming up. Mr. Tanner, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll turn the call over to you.
Well, thank you, sir, Mr. Riches. Welcome again to all of our Harvard agents. Special thanks to everybody who shared on the call this morning. I'm going to be speaking quickly while trying to be brief while also covering a lot of information. I want to start with an announcement that we heard in the convention center at the event, which was the location and the date of the winter getaway trip. So, we now have these four quarterly performance club trips, which are absolutely fantastic. We get all expense paid, travel and accommodations to your associate and your guests to each of the conventions. My Oklahoma City trip was paid for by Legal Shield. My trip to Leaders at All Levels last year was paid for by Legal Shield. And we had a winter getaway this past year to Universal Studios in Orlando, which was so much fun. Just an absolute a moment of pride for me as a dad. I'll just take a moment and say this. Because my daughter loves the Minions. And so it was just when I found out it was Universal Studios and that's where the Minions live, I was so excited to be able to provide that moment to my daughter. And I was more excited for that than even the upcoming Christmas that was going to come after that, to be able to bring her to that. And Legal Shield paid for the whole thing. And now the truth was, the Minions are big. My daughter was little. She was not as jazzed about it when she saw them in real life. But I was more excited. It was like meeting Johnny Cash, Elvis, and Santa all at the same time. So I was pretty jazzed to meet the Minions. All of these kinds of events and opportunities for you and your family to get together, all expenses paid by Legal Shield. Well, our winter getaway coming up in January of 2019, so some time before we're going to qualify for that, but just so you know what's on your horizon, we are going to Las Vegas, Nevada for our winter getaway. Now, that is a great winter destination. I live here in the Northeast. We're going to be digging under the snow to look for the Easter eggs this year. I'm sure of it. I need a break in the wintertime. Most of you listening do as well. And Las Vegas is just absolutely a fun time. Legal Shield had just sent my family to Las Vegas for an incentive trip about a year and a half ago. We had an absolute great time. No expense was spared. It was a blast. And I'm sure this trip will be similar in quality, and it's going to be a lot of fun to get all of our Harvard agents together in Las Vegas. But I also want to mention, while I'm talking about trips, that right here in the month of March, for all of us here in the first quarter, we're completing the incentive program for a trip to Montego Bay in Jamaica. And that contest period ends here at the end of March. And now listen, some of you are treating this trip like it's a trip to Guantanamo Bay, but it's a trip to Montego Bay. This is Jamaica, all expenses paid for you and a guest at a five-star resort. Again, it's going to be a tremendous amount of Harvard agents, all the leaders, all of the folks you saw speaking from the stage in Las Vegas, at the Legal Show Convention in Oklahoma City. These are the folks that you're going to be rubbing shoulders with in Jamaica. So finish strong. There are so many of you that have stretched to make sure you were Performance Club qualified in January and February and now March. And you just have to do the other piece of finishing what you started to make sure that you lock in your trip for you and your family to Jamaica. I want to see you there. We all want you there with us. And if you're not sure what you still need to do, find out today. Make sure today you know what's left to do to finish what you started for the Jamaica trip. I'll close by talking about Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Of course, you saw on Facebook, if you weren't with us, everybody was taking their pictures with the banner that said, "We'll see you in Music City." We had so much fun in Oklahoma City, but what made it so enjoyable at the end at our HRMC event was we were in that moment where we knew where we were going next. You know, we had arrived. We'd done the hard work to get ourselves and our teams to Oklahoma City. We'd heard the announcements and felt the energy and the things you're going to hear more about after I'm done speaking. But then to come together and say, okay, where do we go from here? What is the path forward? Well, for the next 6 months, it is clear that all roads lead to Nashville, Tennessee. And if you want to make sure that you never are in a position to miss what you've been hearing about today, and again, we want you to be inspired by what you heard, and we want you to be with us next time, because big decisions about your business, your career, your future, your legacy, those big decisions are made at these big events. Now, you need to know something about the upcoming Leaders at All Levels in Nashville, Tennessee, something that was made abundantly clear to all of us while we were in Oklahoma City, which may not be clear to you yet this morning. These event centers are booked way in advance because of the nature of how convention centers and the hotels and these cities work with big groups like ours. So we are in a position now where we just left a building where nearly 8,000 Legal Shield associates were in attendance together in one room. And an announcement was made about how to get tickets for the event in Nashville, Tennessee. 8,000 people heard that announcement, and the building holds approximately 6,000 people in Nashville. So just let that settle in your mind for a second. 8,000 people that just heard and felt and experienced everything about that magic of that convention were told how to get tickets to an event where a building holds 6,000 people. Now, before you panic, your leaders here at Harvard Risk Management came together like we did before, and we pre-purchased bundles of tickets. So right now, while I'm talking to you on this call, I can guarantee you a seat in a building that will for sure sell out, that already Legal Shield is scrambling to find overflow rooms where you'll be watching on screens the trainings that are going on in the main hall. But we have main hall seating for you because we pre-purchased these bundle tickets. And you can register for them now. Now, we've already, because we released these on Saturday at our event in Oklahoma City, we've already moved through about a third of the tickets we have. By the time we get to Thursday night's leadership call, and I have this conversation with you again, we'll probably be out of tickets. So my advice to you this morning is to get your tickets, of course. I probably don't have to tell you that. You can just go into your back office, click the calendar icon, and that will take you to the registration where you can select your tickets. But I want to suggest to you, I want to give you advice. I hope you see me as a source of advice at this point in my career. I want to offer you some advice. I want to offer you this perspective. There are people that are going to be in your organization that you have not yet recruited yet. And when you hear from Mr. Richards, you're going to know why. You want to build a big team fast over the next 6 months. You're going to want those people who you don't even know their name, you haven't recruited them yet, you're going to want them sitting in the seats to your left, to your right. Make sure you invest in the future of your business, not just the present of your business. We have tickets for you for only $39 today. Those tickets will not last. People were buying tickets at $89 in the arena, and you can get them for $39 because of your leadership team. Take advantage of that advantage that you have here at HRMC, but don't just invest in your present. Invest in your future and do that today. Mr. Riches, I've taken more than my time, but I could take all day to share my love and admiration for all of our agents. Thank you so much. I'll turn it back over to you.
No, I agree with you 100%, right? Like it is impossible to put into a capsule the excitement and motivation that we feel and just the desire that we have for everyone on this call to be in Nashville. And Mr. Tanner, I could not agree more with you. Why in the world would today someone just get one ticket for Nashville? like seriously, you're not planning on having a couple, at least a couple of people that you're going to add to your team between now and September when that event comes? I'm telling you, for $39, and we're taking a loss by offering those at $39, but we're willing to do it. We're willing to do it because we know the power of being at an event like that. And Mr. Grant Cardone, if I could just say, you know, again, and it was said several times this weekend, we've talked about, Mr. Tanner has talked about, people paid $2,000 to go listen to Mr. Grant Cardone. Like, if you're a basketball player, this is like going to a convention and hearing from Michael Jordan. If you're a football player, this is like going to a convention and listening to Joe Montana or Tom Brady or whoever you want to put at the top of that. Like if you want to talk to an expert in your craft, and what you and I are trying to do is build success, there's nobody better than Grant Cardone. Like there are people paying thousands of dollars to go listen to this man, and we've got him locked down in Nashville. We're going to be hearing from him, and it's not $3,900 to attend. It's $39. Like this is crazy. And you and I have an opportunity to do that. But that, I agree with you, Mr. Tanner. That will not last. I mean, those tickets are going to sell out extraordinarily fast. That's something, guys, you talk about short term, you need to take action on that today. Folks, we've teased you throughout the call. I know that we've gone over our time. I don't apologize for that because I wouldn't change anything about our call so far. I think it's been incredible. But we do have our founder and CEO standing by with what was, to me, the biggest announcement that has been made in the 45 and a half year history of Legal Shield. And we have asked our founder and leader, Mr. Mark Riches, to share that with us this morning. Mark, before I invite you to share, if I could just give you a sense of our gratitude that this team feels for you and your wife, Jennifer, for everything that you put forward, for the countless hours of sacrifice that you put into building this team and delivering the resources that I think Mr. Scott Brooks did an exceptional job talking about that equip us to fully take advantage of what you're about to share more than anyone else out there. And you were certainly recognized this weekend for earning your $700,000 ring. That is in and of itself a phenomenal accomplishment. But I know you feel like we feel that you're just getting started, that I mean, to say the best is yet to come is such an understatement, because what is about to come is incomparable to what we've already seen, and I know you feel that way, and we want to thank you again for all of your servant leadership. You talk about being a servant leader, guys. There is not a servant leader out there better than Mr. Mark Riches, and we appreciate you, Mark. We are thrilled to be able to hear from you this morning. We'll turn the call over to you.
Thank you very much. It's been great hearing from everyone, and I'm like Adam. I'm a little hoarse this morning. It was just an amazing 4 days. One thing I want to recommend is if you're on this call and not on our Facebook page, join that right now, HRMC Agents. Just get on that on Facebook, because there was a lot of great information being shared from the event.
that you could capture. You know, if you're not attending, you could have got updated on a lot of stuff. I just put a document up there, Save the Dates, which show the events for the rest of this year and all of next year. So you could have all those dates put on your calendar. We also added a link to our Facebook page on the Q page. So when you're going through with a new agent, that Q page, which I hope all of you are doing, be sure to get them on our HRMC agents Facebook page right at that time. But it was an incredible event, by far one of my favorites of all time. I've been doing this for 24 years and have attended a lot of events, but I sat there with my wife and my son and you, Mike, and my team, and I just thought, wow, they've really done this one well, and it was really good. My event started on Wednesday when I had the opportunity to meet with all the other Platinum World Council members in a council meeting with the CEO and other executives with Legal Shield. That was a great experience. That evening we met with had dinner at a really famous steakhouse with the board of directors of Legal Shield and all the Platinum Council. And then, of course, one of my highlights is the ED Gala on Thursday evening, where we celebrated 1,400 executive directors in the company. And I just reflected back 24 years ago when I started, there were only 30 executive directors in the entire company. And I became the 31st executive director with Legal Shield. But 1,400 executive directors, we heard from the new ring earners, over 70 new ring earners in 6 months. Now, 53 of those were $50,000 ring earners. These are 53 new associates that have never hit $50,000 in a 12-month period that we celebrated them, and then about 20 other ring-level advancements. And it was just, you know, what other company anywhere is producing new ring earners at that level, new six-figure income earners, or even $50,000 earners? It just really is a testament of how powerful the opportunity is right now. And that's in a six-month period. I mean, there's people that are earning $100,000 a year, but these are new levels for many of these people. In our own team, we had Sheila Carmen and Evan Westenskow as new $50,000 earners, Jamie Doucette, a new $100,000 income earner, Adam and Alicia Thompson, $150,000 ring earners. Mike Bakken, we heard from him just last week, I believe, $150,000 ring earner. Jim Tanner, a $200,000 ring earner. So it's just so fun to celebrate that success. And then we heard their stories of how they achieved that throughout the entire convention. I also really loved our team breakout meeting on Saturday night. I'm not ready to come in on a Sunday morning yet, but so we got up, you know, we stayed up later in the night than I'm used to, but it was really wonderful to spend time with the entire team. We all looked a little worn out, I think, but it was fun to talk about the event and kind of get our marching orders going forward and out of there. A couple big announcements that were made: the Executive Director for Life, and these flyers are in the back office under the recently added doc, so you can get all the details, and we'll be really diving into these in more detail on this Thursday's call. But just to let you know, this was a big, big announcement. You know about the $10,000 bonus. If you hit ED 3 months in a row, you get a $10,000 bonus. That program they've done away with. They've replaced it with something better. It's now $15,000. If you ED 3 months in a row, you get a $5,000 check, and which is half what it was. But then every month that you stay ED, beyond that 3 months, they'll give you another $1,000 for 8 months. So you get an additional $8,000. And then on the 12th and final month, well, not hopefully not the final to stay ED, but you've developed an executive director organization that you're staying there and maintaining it. On that final 12th month, you get a $2,000 bonus. So a total of $15,000. And if you're an executive director and you help develop another executive director in your team, you get 50% of that as a match. So you get up to $7,500 in matching bonuses. So again, 3 months ED, $5,000. And I thought, you know, my first 3 months I hit ED, but I didn't get any bonus, not one bonus at all. I didn't get a bonus ever for executive director. And so the company's here saying, here's an additional $15,000 available. 3 months qualified, $5,000, 8 more months, $1,000 each month, and then $2,000 on that 12th month. So that was very exciting. And we'll update the scripts and the email templates in the back office AMS system to reflect that change. Platinum for Life, this was the big announcement Saturday night that just got people, I really think, thinking bigger than they might have been. I've been a Platinum for over 20 years in this company. And once again, I'm not saying this in a negative way, but I never got a bonus. I mean, the first year I hit Platinum, I hardly got any recognition for that back then. 17 years consecutively, I was Platinum, never got any recognition. And then they started doing the trips and started putting together some of the incentives for the Platinums. Nothing like this, though. This is big. And it really should get everyone focused on building a Platinum organization. But it's a first year that you hit Platinum, 12 months in a row. You know, Jim Tanner's on his way there, as we mentioned, 4 or 5 months left to go. He'll join the Platinum World. And once you've done it 12 months in a row, you're a part of Platinum World, you'll receive a $20,000 bonus. The next year, you do it one more year, you'll get a $50,000 bonus. You do it 3 years in a row, you get a $125,000 bonus. Now, that is a big bonus. The biggest bonus I've ever received is $95,000, ever. And we're talking even more than that, $125,000. That's just bonus money, not to mention the $250,000 minimum you're making a year building a Platinum organization. The next year, the fourth year, $300,000. And then the announcement that just shocked the entire group. I looked at some of the executive directors on the floor, and they were just in shock when this announcement was made. If you hit Platinum 5 years consecutively, on that fifth year, you'll receive a $1 million bonus, a cash bonus for $1 million. And, you know, what's pretty cool is I got the opportunity this weekend to hang out with the 14 Platinum World members that we have. We're going to all go to Iceland in October, and we spend a lot of time together. I'm on conference calls, sometimes two a week with the Platinum World. Here's what I'm trying to say. These people are just normal people that have said, I'm not settling for anything less than the Platinum, and they just go to Platinum. I was on a cruise ship once with all the millionaires of Legal Shield, and it was interesting. We were sitting on top of this cruise ship, sitting around a hot tub up there, and we were talking about the different methods and systems that people use to get, you know, to earn $1 million. And what was interesting to me is they were all different. I mean, some did it one way, some did it another way. The point I'm trying to make is any person can become a Platinum in this business. We've got an amazing system that was proven there over and over with the recognition we received within the Harvard organization. We've got a great system. We've got a great program to help you get to Platinum, and we're very dedicated to assisting you in doing that. Jim Tanner said it well on Facebook over the weekend. He said it all starts with Performance Club. So, you know, there's people that walked out of there saying, oh, I'm definitely doing that. I want $1.5 million in bonuses, and I want to get to Platinum. That's great. We want you thinking that. But the real question is, are you Performance Club qualifying? Because the exact same discipline required to Performance Club is what you use and develop and grow on to get to senior director and then to executive director. And eventually you use that same discipline, the same no-excuse rules to get to Platinum. And so if you're making excuses not to be Performance Club, well, I'll say it this way. There's never been a Platinum that wasn't Performance Club qualifying consistently. There's never been a Platinum that wasn't Executive Director qualifying consistently. So those first steps are so important. And as we wrap up the month of March with, you know, less than 2 weeks left, I would just focus on making sure you're Performance Club qualifying. Senior directors, the next step where you built a team of producing 25 sales a month, then executive director, and then the Platinum. That's really how you get there. You learn the discipline. You learn to not make excuses for the little stuff that you're doing, the little steps along the way, and that you'll use that exact same process to develop the discipline to get to Platinum. But it was just an incredible opportunity to spend time with all of you. I'm so grateful for our Harvard organization, so very proud. Jennifer and I flew home yesterday, and we were just super proud of each of you for making the commitment to be there. Get your tickets for Nashville. Get tickets for your team. I mean, my son Josh bought 50 tickets for his team. He had, you know, a dozen people at this event. 6 months from now, we'll be at the next event in Nashville. He bought 50 tickets. And I just saw Adam and Alicia Thompson buy 40 tickets. You know, that's how you get to platinum, is you step up and say, hey, I'm growing. I'm building this thing to a new level. And you know, $39 is a great bargain for those tickets. You can assign them right up to the event. So you can go right up to the event and get those to people on your team. Many of the tickets you purchase today will be distributed to people not even on your team. Why are we talking about it so strong 6 months before? As Jim Tanner mentioned, it's going to sell out. So, you know, we're not going to talk about this in 3 months because there is not an event you can attend in September. It's already sold out. So I'm saying capture some of those tickets for you and your future organization. And, again, I'm super excited about, you know, each of you and your successes and the goals that are being set right now for achieving that platinum level and earning $1 million bonus. There's going to be people in the next 5 years that get $1 million deposit in a single day from Legal Shield. I hope you have a goal to be one of those people. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back to you.
Well, fantastic, Mark. Congratulations again to you and Jennifer on all of the success that you've enjoyed and were recognized for. Again, your $700,000 ring. There was only one $700,000 ring earner that was recognized at the event, and it was our leader, Mr. Mark and Miss Jennifer Rich, Jennifer Riches. And I know that Mr. Tanner mentioned that at the team breakout on Saturday evening. If you're looking for clues as to, you know, are you in the right place at the right time, that's a pretty big clue. There's nobody else getting recognized for that. Now there will be. It's kind of exciting that we'll have people that will go and get their $1 million ring from just one bonus. I mean, that's pretty exciting. And I hope you're excited. There was someone that said, well, you know, hitting platinum 5 years in a row, that's hard. Well, it should be hard. It's a $1 million bonus. Okay, it should be a little bit difficult, but is it impossible? No, absolutely not. It's something that's within our reach, but it does take some of that focus that we've been talking about on the call this morning, which I know that HRMC is lined up to be able to provide the resources, as Mr. Scott Brooks said, to help us obtain that, and how exciting that is. And Mark, thank you again for your leadership, and thanks for putting together the reception that we had on Saturday evening. I don't know if people noticed, but we had little sugar cookies that had dollar signs on them. We call those Riches cookies. And, you know, I don't know if people noticed that, but I thought it was great. I brought some home to my kids. They thought it was pretty clever. So I guess if your last name isn't Riches, then maybe that's not as special to you. But you know, not that that was my big takeaway from the weekend, but I did appreciate it. Folks, again, what do we have coming up this week? So let's talk right now. Again, as Mark just said and as Jim just talked about, let's get you and your team registered, even your future team, registered for Nashville, where we've got the opportunity to listen to Mr. Grant Cardone as well as other leaders in the business. That's September 13th through the 16th. We're excited for that. Get registered for that today. You can do that in the back office, okay? Number two, we've got Mr. Adam Thompson on a webinar tomorrow at noon Central Time. HRMCtraining.com is where you can go right now to register for that. Number three, we've got a B2B webinar coming up Wednesday at noon Central Time. Again, both of those at noon Central Time. Wednesday at noon, B2B certification, even if you've already gone through that. It's a new webinar that we just rolled out two weeks ago, and we'd love to have you. You can register for that in your back office where it says B2B certification, or you can, if you've already been through it, you can just go to HRMCB2B.com on Wednesday at noon, and we'd love to have you join that B2B webinar. Thursday, we've got our leadership call at 7 p.m. Central Time. So we've got something every day this week that we can look forward to continue this momentum that we have coming out of the Oklahoma City Convention. How to get on that leadership call? Dial the same number that you dialed to get on this call. And we'd love to have you 7 p.m. this Thursday, Central Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, on our leadership call, where we'll continue to recap some of these announcements that we have. And then please go to the events page in your Harvard Risk Management back office to get the details of what you need to do to take advantage of some of these promotions that are on the table right now but will not be on the table 2 weeks from today, like the Advanced Manager promotion, where we've got brand new people, have not written their first sale yet, that will get to the manager level and get over $500 in bonuses for doing so, in addition to their commissions, by taking advantage of that 10-sale promotion. All you need is 10 sales, and a $995 sale still counts as one here before the end of the month. And then also the Drive to Director promotion. Those are both very short-term, but let's take advantage of them while they're on the table. I hope that you have more focus today than ever before. We want to thank all of those who shared on the call this morning and all of you who have listened in and participated. We think the world of you. We are excited to move forward hand in hand as a Harvard Risk Management company, as a team, as a family. With that, we wish you the very best. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.